أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم بما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون.
So this was the human being. Allah Ta'ala introduced him in the heavens to the angels prior to sending him onto the earth. And the introduction that Rabbul Alameen does, then tell me what a praise, what an introduction it will be, what a description it will be. And such capacity Allah gave to the human being, capability, that even the angels were envious, because at that time they were the greatest form of creation. And obviously when they said that, Allah, we are made of nur, light, they are made of clay, soil. But when they saw the status of the human being, his irfan, his ilme marifa, knowledge of Allah, nearness to Allah, then they said, Subhanallah. And the angels, they accepted the rank, the status, the capability of the insan, human being. Now, human being, who are we speaking about? Ourselves, us, human beings. Which are the human beings that we're talking about? We are the offspring of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, aren't we? Yes? So in other words, the capability that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam had, was capable of, then all the children also have that capability. And the angels were shown that what achievements we can get to, what we are capable of doing, what qualities we got, great, great qualities, ilm-e marifa, ilm-e irfan, the nearness to Allah, the closeness to Allah, ahsani taqweem, Allah says in the Quran, regarding us. And how Allah Ta'ala has introduced this human being to the creation. Allah has given wealth, great wealth to the human beings. In other words, to us. So, despite having all these qualities and having this high status, and a person has this capability, every human being is capable of reaching glorious heights. The knowledge of Allah's nearness, irfan, Allah's marifa, subhanallah. On the day of judgment, there will be ants, small, small ants, spiders. And a person on the day of judgment will be small like ants. And we will be crushed under the feet. Yes? There will be fire all the way around, all four sides. And there will be prison, imprisonment in hell. And people will be dragged into hell. And this is Rawaya of Tirmidhi, narrating Tirmidhi, the reason. Why? Those who have got the quality of the nearness to Allah, Allah has given them high rank, high status, all the capability, but we've crushed those capabilities and we've gone towards wrong, and this is the punishment for this. That person had kibr, he had pride. That's why he would be crushed like an ant. He had kibr inside him, pride. Imagine all the glorious ranks Allah has given to us, and the angels are envious, accept us as ustad, the same human being. His consequence is such that on the day of judgment, this is his hal, his poor situation. This is the worst, this is one of the worst adab of qiyamah. Those people who are immodest or mujrims and criminals and sinful, lying, fraud, haram actions, haram consuming, disobedience. Allah's ibadah, rejecting it, not worshipping Allah. So, the opposite is going to happen to many people, to what should occur. Subhanallah. If the angels are saying that we're in the heavens, in the skies, and we don't even have the amount of qurb, the amount that a man who sits on the earth attains, the qurb, the nearness. That person who attains Allah's nearness and marifa and has a great connection and relationship with Allah, subhanallah. It doesn't take a second for him to enter into the court of Allah, the Nainisul, this is how much Allah has given elevation to the human being. Opportunity Allah has given ilm, ilm marifah, the knowledge of Allah's Nainis, and he, when he learns that and progresses, and ilm al-dhahir, the ilm of sharia, he controls his nafs, and with ilm batin, he purifies his nafs, and then imagine the heights that he reaches to, the heights that he reaches to. That same insan wastes his time in immodesty, running after his passions and desires and disobeying Allah. So why is there this difference then today? Why do we have this? What a massive difference. Allah Ta'ala said, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ, that illustrate and demonstrate and tell the angels the ilm that I've given to you. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ, that's it. And Adam alayhi salam showed and taught the angels with Allah's hukam. And they were surprised and they were impressed. Alhamdulillah. So what's the reason for this? That a human being drops to low levels compared to the opportunity he's been given. We need to think about this from the guidance of the Quran. That's why we're reading the Quran, so we can improve ourselves, rectify ourselves, that we have the capability to reach great heights. Allah has given us power, the knowledge, and how sad if tomorrow on the day of judgment that we are swamped with severe conditions and difficulties. How sad. Allah Ta'ala has given us the Quran for this purpose, for this reason, that we can, it refreshes the deen of the human being and tells him what he should be doing and shouldn't be doing, so that he can become a person of understanding and do good deeds. So today if we look at our condition, whoever's listening to the Quran right now, whoever, think for a moment, think, we, all of us, that tomorrow what will happen to me when I go? Why are we lost? Why are we devoid of the great status that Allah Ta'ala has given to us in women and in men? We all have that capability and potential. All of us, all the qualities are present. All the capabilities are present. So we have no need for anything else. So why is there such a big difference? Allah Ta'ala himself, the angels explained. Because Allah Ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has guided us through this. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala gave ilm, Allah gave knowledge. So then they accepted. قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. SubhanAllah. They said, we didn't know this. Apart from what you've told us, Allah, we didn't know. So then why did you say such a thing? The question arises. Then why did you think that? وَنَحْنُ سَبِّحْمْدِ نُقَدِّسَ لَكَ, that where you mention that, Allah, we hymn your praises, we remember you. So why did you say this? Allah Ta'ala, that what sort of query was this from the angels? So this statement, this reply explains this Quran, this verse, in the end of the verse Allah explains. Allah says that, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ, that what we've said, when the angel said to Allah that he may spread fasad, whereas Allah, we hymn your praises, we remember you. SubhanAllah. So when they understood, then immediately the Subhanaka, la ilma la illa ma allamtana, innaka antal alimul hakeem. Allahu Akbar. Qalu Subhanaka, la ilma lana illa ma allamtana, innaka antal alimul hakeem. That Allah, verily you, only you are the knower and the wise. These two qualities that the angels mentioned. This is the point. La ilma lana, they said. That Allah, you know everything. Be glorified you, O Allah. We have no knowledge save that which you have taught us. You have caught us, the thief in our heart. The angels accepted. They said, we accept Allah. It's you who knows everything. You know everything that's hidden. Nothing can hide from you. This is a special statement that the angel said, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. They could have said something else. But this specific statement, they said, Allah, you have caught the thief in our heart. You are the Khalik and the Malik. The Malik. And because you are Alim, nothing is hidden from you. Nothing is concealed from you. Nor can it remain concealed from you. Nothing in the universe. Everything you are aware of. And you have realized this as well. And you are Hakim. That what we said, Allah, that we remember you, Allah. Where they said, فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. How did we say this? إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. The reason was this, Allah, that you know everything and we don't know. We queried based on our understanding. Why? We should understand that every decision of yours is based on your hikmah, your wisdom. So we did not fully understand this, but the weak point the angels accepted and revealed and said, Allah, this was the situation. We thought that we remembered you and nobody else will remember you and that they will spread fasad. But Alimul Hakim, here we lost out a bit and this is why we queried. But in reality, what you ordained was correct. What you decided was correct. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. The Adam, tell them the names, tell them the deen, and the ilm was explained to the angels. Then Allah says, Allahu Akbar. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. Allahu Akbar. So Allah says that, did I not tell you I know the secret of the heavens and the earth, and I know that which ye disclose and which you hide? So this was not for the malaika actually. In reality, Bani Adam also comes into this. Allah says, listen, that they were on the heavens, they were angels made of nur, and with my hikmah, my instruction, with my with my wisdom, this statement came from them. But you are in the world now, you're going to the world, Allah Ta'ala says, subhanAllah. So here Allah is explaining, this applies to us as well. Allah says, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. The Allah says that, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Adam al-Islam told the angels, then Allah addresses both. These are the angels with nur, with light, and they queried what I created. This Adam al-Islam has sent him to the earth. But the reason was, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. A little bit of lacking of understanding there. Then Allah says, now Allah is addressing both the angels and the humans, that you will live here in the world. And innaka antal alimul hakim, don't spoil your understanding of this, don't fail on this. So you are in the world, O human being, O mankind, and your awlad, your children will be in the world. Mischief, evil, sin, shaitan, nafs, all forces negative will be against you, because this is the place of test and challenge. I've made it like this because Allah want to elevate your status via the dunya. Allah says that the way I've made the world, Allah says, my choice. Allah said, I want the world like this, and Allah left us free in the world, and you have to come back to me like this. And that process is continuing. So Allah says, when you go there to the earth, to the world, then you, O mankind, be careful of this same point. Then you will never be a failure. You will never fail. Allah says, after going to the world, in this world, the tests of the world, the attractions of the world will overtake you. Nafs-based desire, shaitan, will run after you. And the first thing that they will make you do, nafs and shaitan, due to the negligence of this world, one thing they will make you practice, this example, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. They will take from you that recognition that Allah Ta'ala knows, and Allah's decisions are based on His wisdom. Here the shaitan and nafs will put your hands over these points. The angels, if they were querying, can you not slip? Can you not drop? So you need to look after this point in the dunya. Listen, brothers, all of us who are listening, we have to be very conscious of this point. That if you lack any power in this knowledge, in this awareness that Allah is all-knowing and all-wise, if we forget that Allah's qualities are never-ending, never-ending, and when the darkness comes, and when this recognition comes out of our heart, it diminishes and diminishes and reduces until it will finish. That's why you will sin and you will go towards disobedience, Allah says. Disobedience, sinning, shirk, immodest actions, kibar, pride, every sin's root cause is what, do you know? that in our hearts that recognition that Allah knows and Allah is wise, all His decisions are on His wisdom, this recognition, it diminishes and disappears. And due to this disappearing, a person does kibar, he does sin, he lies, commits fraud. That whenever he does any act of disobedience, he does at that time, when in his heart this feeling and recognition and acceptance ends, that Allah knows and all of Allah's decisions are based on His wisdom, and a person will lose that recognition. So this is the shaitan's trick and attack, that he takes this understanding away from the heart of the person. Look, I'll give you an example in the world. When does a thief steal? He steals when he knows everyone's sleeping, no one's looking at me. Okay, let me steal now. The thief says, goes to a shop. When he goes to a shop, pickpocket. When he will steal at that time, when he has belief, certainty that nobody is watching me. Nobody's watching me. Subhanallah. Otherwise, he'd never steal. The thief, if he sees the cameras watching me, he won't steal. He have yaqeen, belief that the camera's not in front of me, he'll steal. He'll steal, the thief at that time. Every wrong action a human being does, when he knows that nobody is watching me, he thinks, he feels, then he'll do an impure action. Because he's afraid, oh, if someone watches me, I'll get caught. If somebody sees me, I'll get caught. You understand what I'm saying? So the human being does wrong actions, sins at that time, when he has no recognition, awareness that no one's looking at me, nobody's going to grab me, nobody's going to catch me, then he steals. Then he steals. So in the same way, insan, human being, always disobeys Allah and breaks Allah's laws and principles. He disobeys Allah when he knows, he feels strongly in his heart, though Allah's not watching me. Allah's going to give the punishment, isn't it? But He is not watching me. When we get to this point, that there's no one looking at me, I can do what I want in the world, take somebody's money, wealth, or take somebody's life. That's why people take others' lives. That's why people beat each other, and thousands of people are killed within a second. Within seconds, and nobody knows, no one's to account, no check and balance. Yes? Otherwise, would we do this if we knew the reality? So the Quran says, Allah says that I am here, present, I'm always with you, closer than your jugular vein. Allah says, I'm closer to you than your jugular vein. What does this mean? Allah is aware of everything we are thinking, doing. This is the connection between the servant and Allah. Remember this. This is the connection. So shaitan, nafs, they break this connection. They put the veil in front of this connection. When the veil comes in front of the connection, then the human being goes very far from it. He says, there's nobody watching me. I'm free. I can do what I want. Murder somebody, take somebody's money, usurp his property, do dhulam, oppression, tear someone out of his home, swear at somebody. Even if he's got Quran in his hand, hadith, knowledge. Remember this. By holding the Quran, memorizing the Quran, putting the hadith, memorizing them, putting the Quran on your head, you don't get taqwa. You don't get recognition. You've got that knowledge there, yes. But the angels say, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ Allah, that everything that happened with us, that we said, Allah, we hymn your praises, we glorify you, remember you, we're dhakir, shakir. We said this, Allah, for this reason, because this, we could see, we know that you are all-knowing and wise. So Allah Ta'ala stood both Ibn Adam, alayhi salam, and all the malaika, Allah addressed both. But really Allah was addressing us that you also will fall into this trap. And you've got high maqam. Allah says that me and you, my connection with you, Allah says, is very strong, very strong. Allah says, I'm so close to you, closer than your jugular vein, subhanAllah, oh human being. So tell me, so we do sajood, and then we make the idol out of mud, and we prostrate that. We don't accept Allah as Rabb, and we accept the idol as Rabb. Tell me, don't we? Yes, openly we lie, we disobey Allah blatantly, we do dhulam, oppression. What's the reason? Because we don't feel that Allah is watching us. We don't recognize Allah is watching us. Allah says that this will be your deficiency, defect in the world due to which you will commit wrong actions. In other words, Allah says this feeling will disappear. It will disappear that Allah is watching and Allah is all knowing and Allah is wise. Allah repeats this. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala further says, فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِإِسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. I know everything, Allah says. Everything that's hidden that no piece of earth is hidden from the other piece of earth in my eyes. Allah says, no darkness can hide from me. No depths in the oceans can hide from me. The peaks of the mountains or the caves in the mountains cannot hide from me. If you have the layers within the layers during the night can hide from me. The smallest black ant which is walking on a black rock, on a black mountain, Allah says, I can hear its small feet walking. And Hakim, Allah says, even when a leaf drops from a tree, it's based on my hikmah, my wisdom. Even if a leaf falls from a branch. So when we leave Allah's decisions, Allah's instructions due to our feelings, when we start feeling upset and down at following Allah's laws. And number two, when blatantly we disobey Allah and speak rubbish and backbite and say, no one's watching us, tell me, will you swear at somebody in his face? Doesn't matter how much you backbite on his back, he's this, he's that. You know he's like this. But when you're in front of him, won't you be silent? So then if Allah is with us, he's watching. Don't we feel ashamed from him? Don't we? Don't you feel shame from Allah? When you're doing wrong, Allah is with us all the time. In other words, if in a person's face, you won't swear or speak nonsense. When he comes in front of you, you'll be quiet. Although you backbite him, Allah says, I am closer to you than your jugular vein all times. So what we realize is that feeling, that recognition is gone, that Allah is close to us. Is there a bigger shirk than this? Tell me now. Is there? If a person is busy in this, it doesn't matter what you make him do. That's why Allah Ta'ala made us realize that after all of this, Allah Ta'ala addressed both the human beings and the angels. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala said, Qala alam aqul lakum inni a'lamu ghayba as-samawati wal ardi wa a'lamu ma tubduna wa ma kuntum taktumun. Allah Ta'ala says that, did I not tell you that I know the secret of the heavens and the earth, and I know that which you disclose, and I know what you hide. Allah says, I'm aware of everything. That even a small ant in the darkness and the layers of the earth, what it needs to eat, to sustain itself. Allah says, whatever everything in the world needs, I am its Malik, I am its owner, I am the Khalik, the creator, the sustainer. I've sent you to this world, Allah says, I give you the lesson by the angels, O Ibn Adam, go to the earth. Don't forget this belief that Allah is watching you. Don't let this feeling of recognition disappear. Allah's has all knowledge and his decisions are based on hikmah. So many of the yaqeen, Allah is watching. The question doesn't arise that human being will do disobedience or sin. Allah said that this is the punishment. Yes, I'll be upset with you. Never should a human being criticize or complain through about Allah Ta'ala's decision. If you realize Allah has made this decision, then how can a person challenge that? You know when you take mashura, let's consult with somebody senior, he's got a bit more brain, intellect, wisdom. Even if he tells you wrong, you'll accept what we said because we think that he has got wisdom and brain. Is there anyone greater than Allah? That all decisions are made by Allah? So why do we feel down based on Allah's decisions? Why? Why? Because the reason is that both of the qualities, recognition, has gone from us. We've come into this world, temporary world, material world. Shaitan nafs is overwhelmed us. This is our sickness. And this is what we realize from this verse. Yes, I'm speaking from the angle of tasawwuf again. So I'm not fiqh and jurisprudence. That's not my topic. I told you from the first day that from the Quran we will rectify ourselves. Islah. Tazkiyah based on a cure, because the Quran gives the cure. One cure. The Quran gives the cure. Prescribes. What is that? Ilm-e-ludna, the ilm-e-marifa, ilm-e-irfan, that was given to Adam alayhi salam, and which he taught the angels. Subhanallah. If we leave this path, this subject, and this understanding, my brothers, forget 100%. We will live the life worse than the animals. We will forget the reality. Doesn't matter how modern you are or progressive or advanced. The question doesn't arise that you'll get to the success. So, there are no two opinions in this matter. There are no two sides. Because obviously we're in this dunya, dirt will accumulate. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, the Holy Prophet said, that if you walk on water, will your feet not become wet? The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, of course they'll become wet. Allah said that Allah Ta'ala has made this world full of the attractions, and when you walk through here, live in it, will the dirt not accumulate on you? It will. But the tarqib, Allah has given you a method to be saved from negative, that's your test. Your turn, so grab hold of the method, the solution. So today in society, Why is fitna spread? Because we have left the solution that is given to us. Whichever human being, Alhamdulillah, we have a jama'ah with the fadl of Allah, everyone's listening. We have a jama'ah. We've taken hold of the solution. Our brains, Allah Ta'ala has put into our minds, in mind, and I invited you, gave you dawah, you accepted, Alhamdulillah. We have realized that we are living in an impure environment. Dirt will accumulate, lying will affect us, and the love of the world will affect us, even if we take somebody's haq and rights. But in us, because we have started and initiated the action, so we can understand, we have that realization, Allah is watching us. Difficulties will come, problems will come, but Allah Ta'ala has started that process. Allah is Hakim. So that sabr will come. We'll have sabr on Allah's decisions. When we sin, then we will also go to tawbah. Oh, I've lost it. I've committed a big sin. I'll do tawbah today. I'll go to do dhikr in the morning. I'm ashamed. I've did this sin. I should never have done this sin. That I've taken, consumed somebody's mal and wealth. How sad. Your feelings will be aroused. And you'll realize that understanding that was given to us, Adam al-Islam, you've embraced it, accepted it. Allah says, take and adopt the ilm and you will progress. So, mashallah. If a person clearly and steadfastly and robustly goes towards the solution as he's explained to, Allah says, then you will increase in the ranks and the status. So it depends. Those brethren who are following this route and path, how serious are they? So, what is the point now? The point. What's the Quran telling us? That the human being is disobedient to Allah at that time, he starts to do sins at that time, he starts to do wrong at that time, when inside him that recognition disappears, that Allah is watching me, Allah is seeing what I'm doing, Allah's angels are recording, Allah has ordered them, and Allah's decisions not to show criticism. So if a person does the opposite, then that shows that he doesn't believe in Allah's hikmah, that Allah's decisions, all decisions are based on Allah's wisdom. He doesn't believe in this, isn't it? Now, how do we increase this strength of ours, quality? Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So how do we increase this quality? That these two feelings, we need to revive them. You know, if you have an immune system, why do you have a stomachache? Doctors say that your immune system is weak, it's broken down. That's why you catch illnesses quickly. And the coronavirus, you could say, solution. Lots of doctors are going towards the immune system, strengthening it and protecting it. So the spiritual, ruhani, immune system, we need to strengthen. Oh, Allah's watching me. I should do this action. Oh, this is the rank we should get to. Everywhere you'll see Allah's will. So when you look towards the woman, you say, oh, Allah's watching me and I'm looking at this woman. That's how you will feel at that time. Has Umar radiallahu anhu, his event I will share with you, present to you. This is Alimul Hakim. As Umar radiallahu anhu was on a journey, and such a place came, it was a barren land, wild land, and there was a shepherd, he was herding the goats, and he was a nomad, illiterate, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was Khalifa at that time, Amirul Mu'mineen, and that person didn't know he's a Khalifa. There was no pomp and grandeur and old title, it was just a basic journey. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, let me go and test this shepherd. He was Khalifa, wasn't he? Wanted to see how the kingdom was. So he went to the, not the kingdom, but the Khilafa, how the people were. So he went to the shepherd, he said, that give us one of these sheep. He said, no, I cannot give you this sheep for eating, for using for eating. These are not mine, these are my owners. I'm just herding them. Hazrat Umar then said, okay, then we'll give you some price for this. He said, you give the price, but these are not my goats or sheep. How can I sell this? Where was his owner? Nowhere to be seen. They were all with him in his control. So Hazrat Umar thought, let me test him. He said, okay. So these, take this money, give one goat to me and we'll be, you know, we can use it to sacrifice it, eat its meat, drink the milk before that. You'll get money. He's not here, your owner. He can't see here what you're doing. Where's your malik? SubhanAllah, the shepherd said, you look someone with good understanding. He said that my malik is not here, but malikul mulk, he is watching, isn't he? The malik of all the universe, he's watching, isn't he? SubhanAllah. The owner of these goats is not here, but the owner of the whole universe is here. He's watching me, innit? Where's Allah? Tell me. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he fell to the ground and said, as long as in this ummah there are people like this, who recognize that Allah is watching, whose feelings and emotions attest to the point that Allah is watching, subhanAllah, then fasad cannot come to this dunya. As long as there are men and women like this. Another event, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah, another event, a learning, what a fantastic event. In the night, he would go out and monitor. There was a family, you know, people who sell milk, and there was a discussion taking place in their home. And it happens, people do this. People in Pakistan, they say, pure milk. This is a habit. People put water into the milk, double the volume. Come, let's go and sell it. Profit, profiteer. If only, why are you doing this, Gujar? For this reason, why does a person do this? Why does he do fraud? So that we know we have this feeling that Allah's not watching us. We have this feeling that Allah's not watching us. That's why people do this. So Hazrat Umar, he went past their house, and from outside he heard the woman and the girl. And the mother was saying to the girl, come on, put some water into the milk so we'll get some more volume, sell some more. And the daughter said, mother, I can't put water into this milk. This is fraud. This is wrong. I can't do this. Actually, Hazrat Umar was listening to this. She said, the mother, what are you saying? Put money, put the water in there. So what if you do this? Nothing wrong. And don't you know that we can get more out of this? And the daughter said, mother, don't you know this is wrong? We can't do this. This is forbidden. It's forbidden. No, no, mother said, oh, do it. Now Umar is sitting here watching. Just do it. This is a common statement of us. Oh, it's okay. No one's watching us. Who's our Malik? No one's watching. Just rest for a while. Malik's not watching us, is he? Yes. Yes. But our Malik is watching, brothers. That, for example, your owner, if you've got an employer and you're doing fraud and wrong and you're not working, so you're the mujrim, not of that employer. You're the criminal in Allah's eyes. Tell me, if we had this recognition, where our countries would arrive to, we would progress to the heights today. The whole nation of Islam doesn't have yaqeen that Allah's watching us. I swear by Allah, if we have yaqeen, a little bit, that Allah's watching us. This whole event, Allah's telling us, look at this, the angels. And the angels, after the whole event, said one thing. Allah subhanaka la ilma la illa anta. Allah, we have accepted, we accept everything. We are nothing. We've made a mistake, we've heard. The innaka antal alimul hakeem. We forgot that Allah, you know everything, you are all wise. Your decision was totally correct that you did. And you elevated him. And you put our dhikr down in, compared to Ibn Adam. Today, I swear by Allah, if we create the awareness, but we are spread out today. Split up and spread out. There's no cure. And when somebody gives the cure today, we joke against him. Today, the Sufi brothers were sat with us. This is a unique jama'ah in the world. Everywhere, if you go to the masjid, they'll see them separate. And they put them separate. Their libas, their appearance, their figure, they look like aliens. Well, oh, this is Furqi Sahib's jama'ah. Furqi Sahib's jama'ah. They made a jama'ah on my name. Oh, servants of Allah, these are those people who want the Allah Ta'ala. We can develop that feeling in us so we can realize Allah's watching me always, and the fear of Allah comes into me. Every action I'll do, so that with fear of Allah in my heart, recognition of Allah. If you, for example, through this dhikr, you're not doing correct and learning and doing better, then we're at loss. That's why we're reading. After today, we need to analyze ourselves regularly. That has this feeling and emotion developed within me? That if today, until today, we're still lying, we don't stop lying, fraud, haram actions, forbidden actions, then totally this has not given us any benefit what we're doing. How can it be then we'll succeed? Yes? So, great solution I was giving, that you need to develop this feeling and emotion within you, that everywhere you go in the world, wherever you are, Alimul Ghaibi, Allah says, that Allah Ta'ala says, wherever you are, you need to realize that I'm here, I'm watching you. So the woman said, then put the water in. What do you mean? Is Umar here watching? She said, Umar is not watching, but Umar's Rabb is looking at me. Allah, what a woman. As Umar, you know, he sat down and took hold of his head, and he waited until the morning. Subhanallah. What a golden opportunity, he said, this is. That where's Hazrat Umar ibn, where are those poor people selling milk, and he gave them protection, poor woman, poor daughter. In the morning went straight to his wife and said, come on, we need to get the partner for our son, the marriage partner. Subhanallah. He said, come on, get up. He said, where, father, where are we going? Who are you going to wed me to? Subhanallah. And Hazrat Umar said, no, get up quick, golden opportunity, golden relationship, golden connection. And they knocked on the door and said, oh, Umar Radhiyallahu has come. Because obviously they knew about him. And they said, oh, we're in court, maybe in the night, we've been caught out, the water in the milk. You know, when the inspector comes, and the people who sell the milk, they run here and they, oh, we're finished, we put water in the milk. Don't put water in beforehand, isn't it? You shouldn't do wrong beforehand. Yes, but we know, Alimul Hakim, that we don't realize that Allah is watching us, isn't it? This is the reality. So this, you could say, fake items that people sell, are they Muslims when they sell fake items? How can a person be Muslim? A Muslim doesn't have yaqeen, Allah's watching, then how can he be a Muslim? So how can you sell fake items then? Tell me that wealth you're earning through fake sales, do you think that you're becoming rich through this? Astaghfirullah. Is a person becoming wealthy through this? This is the fire of hell you are earning. And your children, they will consume cannabis, alcohol. Your women run away without deen. They will run around your women folk. I'm telling you, remember what I am saying. Allah Ta'ala, when He comes to taking out on the people, the revenge, not revenge, the Allah Ta'ala's punishment, then look at coronavirus. Allah Ta'ala, when He holds and grabs, Allah gives chance after chance after chance. And not that Allah Ta'ala continues to make people understand, like the Quran we are reading, that Allah Ta'ala, mashallah, not you, you are pious people, Allah Ta'ala is explaining to me. I won't say to you, mashallah, subhanAllah, you are pious people. Allah Ta'ala is addressing me, explaining to me that don't you want to become a proper human being? If I don't understand today, if I continue to defraud and lie and deceive and sell fake items, number two items, and I think I'll become wealthy through this, and I'll put alcohol in my shop and sell, I'll become wealthy. I'll do wrong actions and I'll become wealthy. Sister, our home will earn more, do you think? I will save more money. I'll live with luxury and consume haram. So Allah gives a chance. Allah Ta'ala doesn't grab suddenly. Allah thinks the punishment. We think the punishment will come. He says, oh, Allah's not punishing me. And then he becomes more big-headed. Allah, when He grabs and punishments, is very severe, my friends, very severe. So why don't we understand in advance when we're told we should understand at that time? So after today, do tawbah, repent, and have so much yaqeen that whatever you heard now, Allah is listening to you. Allah is watching all of us. So at this moment, how can I speak wrong? Because I know that Allah Ta'ala is watching me, listening, seeing. So how can I speak wrong? Do you understand what I'm saying? So then, as Umar radiallahu anhu went and he knocked on the door, they said, how comes you've come? He said, I've come to request something from you. Subhanallah. She became afraid, the mother. What is it you've requested? What is your request? And he said, as Umar said, that your daughter, I want to make her my daughter-in-law. I want her to come into the family of Farooq. Faruqi family. Then mashallah, through the offspring, through Hazrat Umar Farooq, through that lady, the children that were born, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz was born, who is called Hazrat Umar Thani. Subhanallah. So from his daughter-in-law came Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, such a great leader in the time of fitna. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, that in his generation time it was common that he was an emir of justice, that even the animals would not do injustice. Into the an event in Sahih Bukhari, I'll tell you that somebody called out in the jungle. Somebody shouted out in the jungle, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz has passed away. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz has passed away. They said, how do you know that he's passed away? Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he's not here. How can you shout out that he's passed away? He said, it's happened. He said, I'll tell you. They said, how do you know? He said, today I saw that my sheep was devoured by the wolf. He said, if Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was alive, the wolf would never dare to eat my sheep. And he's thousands of miles away from Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. These are those people who knew the effect of his going in his heart. He knows, Allah is watching me, in his, that even the animals in his kingdom, they knew, they recognized each other, would be no oppression. But now we're scared of mice. Then what happened? Allahu Akbar. He said, is it? Then he recorded that day. At that time, immediately at that time, at that day, that second, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah had passed away. Allahu Akbar. That's it. Fasad spread. Disorder spread. Mischief spread. When he passed away, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, and shaitan, his work became stronger, intense. So this is what we're lacking. Allah Ta'ala says, develop this. How do we develop this? This is the point we need to understand. For this, we have suluk, the journey of the tasawwuf, the journey to Allah, which we call Sufism today, ilm-e irfan, ilm-e marifa, the knowledge of Allah. The two ulum, ilm-e zahir, ilm-e batin, apparent, visible, and hidden. And concealed within the nafs, within the desire, within the internal self, and both form the sharia. Both ulum form the sharia. Yes, sharia and sunnah come from both. The definition of sharia sunnah, two parts. One is ilmi dhahiri, one is ilmi batini. Both of you put together, you get sharia and sunnah. You know when we say follow the sharia, this means the ilmi dhahir, the principles and the laws we follow via the strength gained by ilmi batini. When we know something is halal or is haram, we accept, we embrace, and bring it into action. How do you bring it into action? How? Via ilm-e batini, the knowledge of the batin, of the soul, of the inner self. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? So suluk is another name for ilm batin. Within suluk, the journey to Allah, the best thing, the salik, the traveler, to elevate and intensify and strengthen that feeling that Allah is watching, He's present everywhere, every decision of Allah's is totally fine for us based on His wisdom. So to get to this rank, understanding, a person has to embark on the path of tasawwuf, has to go to a kamil, complete shaykh. Remember this, that there's a difference between pure milk and milk that's contaminated, mixed with water. Because I'm telling you, this is the day and age of fitna, fasad. Yes? So if you're listening to what I'm saying, and if you desire that I want to do islah, improve, if you go take it in one end, comes out the other, that's your choice. But Allah Ta'ala is telling you the knowledge, delivering the message. And a person incapable, by me if he takes you to the heights, or via somebody lofty personality becomes your teacher, takes you to the heights. But pay attention to the message, not the human being, because the message is coming to you. And how is it coming? Very far away, small room in the darkness, there was a darvesh sat, he was giving the message, Subhanallah. Imagine the system of Allah. And somebody's listening in his car, at home, the women folk, those who are not listening are lost. They've lost out. So understand that we need to do amal on this. Why do we commit sins? Because inside us, that feeling, emotion has evaporated, disappeared. That feeling, that notion, that awareness that Allah's watching me, Allah's decisions are based on His wisdom. Why don't we elevate this strength of understanding? And to strengthen this understanding, you have to go to the Wali Allah, the friend of Allah. Then what does the friend of Allah do? The Shaykh, with his tariqah method, he prescribes to you dhikr, adhkar. And the biggest thing in our Naqshbandi order is maraqaba. Maraqaba. So valuable and excellent an action. The best action of all is maraqabah. Maraqabah. Many people say, I can't do maraqabah, it's hard. Because shaitan is controlling your hearts. Shaitan. Yes. For hours a person can do maraqabah. In maraqabah, when he does silent dhikr, that he is focusing on his heart. And the heart's focus, first you start from your mind, from your brain. You focus on the heart. And you convert the focus of the heart towards Allah's focus. In other words, you have to flip the direction of the heart towards Allah Ta'ala's direction. And how? Just like the Shaykh explains, the asbaq, the lessons, the levels is that we have the heart. Yes, so the first, we have to pay attention to the heart, we have to correct the heart, reform the heart first. In other words, that you have to have total focus and attention on the heart. And this is not me who's extracted these learnings. No, not Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband Rahmatullah, not Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Thani. These are those ibadat, the first and foremost, right at the beginning. Even when Nubuwwah Prophethood was not announced, the Holy Prophet says, do maraqabah in the cave of Hira, Jabal Nur. Rasulullah would take a few of his belongings. A little bit of few of his belongings, and you go to the cave of Hira. You've heard this, read it, Makkatul Mukarramah. You may have seen this place. Subhanallah. The cave of Hira. And he would take a few of his belongings, stay there, and the Prophet would have a little bit of some goods, and a few days he would stay there. There was no salah, no specific prayer, but he'd be maraqib. In front of him was the Kaaba, Baytullah, and he would be maraqib. Subhanallah, and that mountain is there, the cave is there, the same place is there, the ghar is there, the cave is there. So we're speaking from that time. The Holy Prophet has told us about his sunnah. So in these circumstances, the heart, we need to turn to Allah, focus to Allah. And how do we do that? By following the tariqah, the prescription of a kamil shaykh, whoever has taken a spark, very fortunate. And then they're wasting this, then that's a big loss. We should be regretting severely. A person, when he does maraqbah, he very quickly gets to Allah Ta'ala's marifah and nenis, and he feels that he knows Allah is watching me. I won't do this wrong. Subhanallah. And any decision in life which is against him, because people cry and shriek and run around the world, he says, Subhanallah, Allah's decision, Allah's wisdom, I'm happy with that. Allah will do the best. And he pays attention to Allah, and he asks from Allah, and he pleads to Allah, and he does more ibadah. Allah, your decision is the best. And Allah, give me courage and determination, then Allah will give him more reward to that person. Subhanallah. And Allah will give him a greater reward than that. When a person submits to Allah and cries, and when he does this dua, that Allah, I'm stuck in a difficulty, Allah Ta'ala give me ease and take me out of this trap and trick. So this is tasawwuf. That is the very important, the most important part of our life. And the most important action in tasawwuf is maraqabah. I advise, I request that whatever your Shaykh prescribes you to do, then you have to pay attention, focus, and it's very essential, important for us in maraqabah. Number one, when you do maraqabah, that you should have the right intention, solid intention. I'm doing maraqabah for this reason, Allah, that so I can develop that feeling and emotion inside me, so that I am aware that every second, Allah, you're watching me. Every second I have that feeling and an acceptance that somebody is watching me. Yes, Allah is khabir and basir. Everything you know, Allah, everything you know. Everything. Every single thing in the universe you are aware of. And mashayikh, they do their own maraqabah first. Yes, so that when he gets close to Allah, he knows that Allah Ta'ala is watching him. And this is happens sometimes, we realize, the mashayikh, the paisal said, you were doing this in the night, were you not ashamed? Allah gives kashf. So if the shaykh is explaining this, then imagine Allah's glory and power. Subhanallah, tell me. So first should have clear niyyah when you do maraqabah, that I want to reform myself, improve myself, I'm doing maraqabah for this reason, no other intention. And after focusing 100%, sit with the right, proper, complete niyyah, then see the enjoyment you attain. The second focus you should have. So first, number one is niyyah should be khalis, pure, that I'm set for maraqabah, or I'm doing your maraqabah, Allah. And secondly, totally focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, how the shaykh prescribes to you and tells you to do that. Then, subhanAllah, the verse of the Quran, Allah says that a person then should sit on the basis of these two things. That I've come to the court of Allah, I'm a fakir, I'm a beggar, Allah Ta'ala, please give to me, Allah, I'm begging, pleading from you. So focus totally on the heart and the fares and the blessings that you want to attain. Because the fares that you want, the blessings that you want, the mercies of Allah that you want, who will give this to you? Your teacher will explain that this is how you can attain these fares. On this maqam, on this position, you can get this fares, these blessings. So we have the lataif different. Lessons, latifa qalb, latifa ruh, latifa sar, latifa akhfa, latifa nafs, latifa khafi, and further maraqabat we do. And this is what I need to ask from Allah and understand. And as the teacher explains to you, that fares, that blessings you will receive from Allah in maraqabah, you will request Allah to give to you. Subhanallah. So, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has stated this thing, that if you are lacking in this, if this awareness and emotion is disappeared, then Allah says, وَعْلَمُوا مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. We need to strengthen this lesson. This is the verse with the lesson. By the angels we got this lesson. And the angels themselves said, that Allah, you are the one who knows everything. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. You've grabbed the thief in our heart. And Alimul Hakim, we accept every one of your decisions robustly. And that's how we should reform ourselves internally. Internally, that this quality should be stronger and more intense. And when we have yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala always, every second is watching us, then sins will disappear, inshallah, and be removed from lives. How can a person do sin? How can I do a sin? That I'm looking at this woman, this girl, Allah's watching me. The question doesn't arise, can a person do that when he has that feeling? Oh, I'll steal now. Tell me, is Allah watching me? But if Allah's watching me, will I commit theft? If the child didn't put water in the milk, said, Ma, my Allah is watching me, and how can I do this? She had yaqeen, belief, it was her purity inside her. Subhanallah, there was no fake actions, but inside us, Allah Ta'ala has given us life. As Adam alayhi salam, he was given the deen time and time again. And we have the full capability within. Full capability. But the soil and the dust has covered it. And we need to remove that veil via the dhikr of Allah. The more we do dhikr of Allah, that dust will be removed. And the mirrors will start to become clean and shiny. First the heart will be shiny, then the ruh, then the sar, then the akhfa, the khafi. And they will shine and sparkle. Then Allah, always we will feel Allah is watching us. We shouldn't do wrong. But if we continue to sin, theft, or small sin, then you are should be clear that we don't have that yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala is watching us, and we are very far behind indeed. The meaning of sin is that this has evaporated from us, this realization and this acceptance has evaporated. And can there be a bigger thief than that person who doesn't recognize that we, the Quran is telling us ourselves that we are wrong. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.